Now, I'm so delighted to let you know I have a very special guest on the line, releasing an EP on last Friday. It's called Into the Light. It's insane. It's so good. It might actually have gotten me pregnant, if I'm being entirely honest. I have the wonderful, the incredible La Coco on the line with me. Good morning.
Good morning. Salofa, kia ora, everyone. How are we doing, Liam?
I'm so well, though you might be paying child support soon. So,
honey, I'll be right there.
Hey, congratulations, first of all, for this EP. How do you feel having it out there to the world?
Oh, I feel 20 kgs lighter and going into summer. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that for real. No, but serious, it's so good to have something so close and precious to be able to let the world hear it, you know? It's a good release, a good celebration of sorts.
Absolutely, and you should be celebrating because this EP is freaking magnificent. How the hell did you produce something this amazing?
A good team to start us. It's one thing having a vision, and you know you're the top seed, but you've got to have people that can kind of drive that vision as well, that have the tools that you don't have, and they may not have. So collaboration is key, and shout-outs to Christian Mosia, No Studio Filter. Who else is there? Gene Rivers, Matt Thornburn, Nathan Haynes, Frank Booker, Joe Katzman, a lot. Little Sisters, Beva Deer. The list goes on. Liam's in there as well, RDU, and all the UE stations and big ones as well. Tell you.
Oh, no, we should be thanking you because, like, this is really, really good music. Do you think the sound of this EP, like, looking back at the start of this journey, is kind of the finished product what you expected?
Pretty much. Now, like, when Coco puts her mind to it, in her mind, it's going to be exactly the way it is in her head. Because, you know, things that we can't control, you know, like music is it's a creativity. It is what it is. But then lending itself to others to kind of put themselves into it.
Yeah, know? Right.
So Coco is going to put her vision down. This is what it is. You guys add your stuff and you have creative control.
That's so interesting.
Just open. Just open to it all, eh?
That's such a healthy mindset because, like, this EP, it sounds like it's, you know, the whole village is, you know, put work into it type thing. It's really, it speaks a story. What's kind of the inspiration behind all of it?
The inspiration, when Coco writes or pens anything that she's going, lyricism, anything songwriting-wise, it's always about her creator.
Mm.
So if you want to know how Coco's doing mentally or well-being-wise, check her songs out. You can kind of check where she's at in life. It's a good indication. You didn't have to come and call me up. You'll know what she's up about or on about if you listen to her tracks that are out that time. Yeah, really much, very much is.
That's so cool and honest, and I think it's so valuable and special to share your emotions like that. So thank you for kind of being open with everyone. It's really important. What's next? This is out now, okay? We're all loving it. We're all eating it up. Scrumptious, delicious. What are you... yeah, I don't know where that came from, but I love that word. What can I say? What's next for you?
I'm actually in the transitional period of my life, and I'm like, well, I've done Auckland, and I've done, you know, Seek the Heights here. I feel like I've done what it is I need to do in this season. It's going to move back to Wellington, where my grandma's based, and kind of give back to the whānau in that sense, but also split down some, because girl, I'm going to be living with anyone forever. No. I'm not sounding to anyone forever now. But you know what I mean? Like, I need to kind of, like, slow it down. Half of my years and good years have been up here, and I just want to kind of give back to myself and kind of tune into that well-being phase of my life and really, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And I think that's actually really, really important to do as well. Rather selfishly, though, I am going to ask, is there an opportunity to hear you play or perform at any chance?
Definitely. We are looking at doing a show or maybe writing something up in the pipelines, like as a transitional piece, you know, from Auckland to Wellington.
And
Yeah, a few acoustics out there. Or like a show to kind of like end the season and into a new one, and like a reintroduction or a revamped Coco, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. I would just die, honestly. That would be amazing.
But are you going to be there, Liam? You better come.
I'll come. It's like, I don't plan that far in advance. My calendar's free.
You're asking me, I'll work.
Yeah, great. Oh, my God, I'm so excited now. So, Into the Light.
Yeah.
5 songs. What is that kind of feeling like? Now, when you suddenly have this thing and you're just about to release it, are you like, ooh, is this good enough? Is this what I want? Is there any of that kind of like mad kind of panic and second guessing?
I've been in it for long enough and I've toyed with it and I understand that feeling. I know that space. But this is my 4th one, and to be honest, she knows her stuff. She knows what she's about. She knows her as an artist. So she's confident in what she puts out. Whether it floats or it sings. But for her, it's a time, and I appreciate all that's gone into it. So I'm just like, give it out. I'm fine with it. Go.
Oh, that is just iconic. That is absolutely how everyone should view these things. And I guess, to you, it's you and your life and your experiences. Like, there's no really measure of, it being successful or unsuccessful, right?
Right.
God, that's so freaking cool. You're amazing. You're insane. I love it.
We are, Liam. We are.
Yeah, and also, so I want to talk about Follow Me, the remake. Yeah. Ooh, what a freaking song. So walk me through this. Like, you get in there, you record a song. Is it sort of that one and done, or are you all going back and adding bits and taking bits away and umming and ahhing? How does that work?
I'm going to take you from the first step. Okay, guys out there who are creating the music, you know what it is. Even for those who are interested, what's the process? So I was in the Bros Lounge, Gene Rivers, and he had a beat. I sung to it, and I don't even know if it was a mic. It wasn't even a mic. It might have been into the air. And then we laid down a draft in his lounge like that. I went home. I think I toyed with it a bit more on my GarageBand on my phone, the app. So, you know, those
earphones. Oh, my God. Wow.
With the ear things, I started doing all my vocals through my earphones into my iPhone. And I was like, sweet, this is cool. I then went into the studio. I said, it's done. I think this is it. Because Coco only needed to do a one take or two, and I'm pretty set. And then I went into the studio, recorded it, said to the bro, I want this, that. I want it kind of an airy feeling. I want, you want what you want. I want some reverb heavy, because she a reverb queen. And then after that, it was going off to mastering and mixing, and it landed in the hands of Nathan Haynes, I think. Yeah, that's the story. And Frank Booker was in the house as well. And he kind of added his musical genius to it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it became what it is today. We call it the remake, but it definitely, that one there was a village kind of.
No, I love it how you have the original and the remake on the same EP. I just think that is so, so brilliant and cool. What's Nathan Haynes like?
Nathan Haynes, professional, top tier. I mean, he knows, again, artists know what they want. They know what they're about. And I guess just going in there, be open-minded, you know what I mean? Don't go in there and be a boss, but go in and just appreciate and learn. That, for me, was a learning, because we came off the Power Station. I did one of our songs with them. It was great. He knows his ish,
Wow, that's so, so cool. Everyone I've talked to who's worked with Nathan, like, just clearly this man's like a genius. Oh,
yeah.
So jealous, so jealous. Anyway, LaCoco, thank you so much for joining me this morning. We're coming into summer, coming into Christmas, New Year's. Anything you're particularly looking forward to? Anything you plan on doing?
I plan on having just a good old time with my grandma. Honestly,
yeah,
I'm simple
hell yeah.
Like that.
Grandmas
just
are the best.
At the back, in the backyard, we good.
Oh, lovely! Hell yeah. Well, have the just best day ever. Honestly, it has been such a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Congratulations on this EP. It's quickly become one of my favourites of the year. So thank you actually just for creating it in the first place. And I think you're such an inspiration. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam, and RDU. And thank you for those listening out there. Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned, please, audience. Please, please, please. And that was the incredible LaCoco talking about her EP, Into the Light, which has just released on last Friday. I'm going to play Follow Me, the remake, right now. Do enjoy this. It's kind of incredible. Just keep myself set up here. Do enjoy this.